Greetings, everyone. How are you guys doing? I am coming to you to announce that we did not have a show this last week. We intended to have one. We all met up, was doing everything, and the recording wasn't going according to what we had planned. So everything sounded good on my end, and it was echoey and choppy on everybody else's end, which I guess was annoying to them. Go figure. I tease. So we kind of decided not to do a recording. And so we were kind of left going, okay, what do we do now? And Sunday night, we decided to get together. I was going to take Greg through the steps on how to record and see if maybe it was my end that was messing up, or if, you know, if there was some way of getting better quality with his recording. Ended up, he had a lot of echoes. I heard nothing. And so that was a little confusing too. And I finally said, you know what? I think it's the soundboard. And I think it's any soundboard. I'm using a soundboard called VoiceMeter. It's able to take everything and funnel it through to the recording so that not only can I play sound bites, also Mixler can hear, and everybody can hear everything. So that is sort of the, I guess, advantages of having a soundboard. Well, Zencastr and a few other platforms are not really set up for soundboards. They are sort of a soundboard, a virtual soundboard, which mine is too, but I think what happens is when you have two soundboards working at the same time, it creates issues. And I think that's what we've been sort of fighting. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to just change all my settings on my computer so that this, I take the soundboard completely out and just do plug and play with Zencastr. And I think we found our solution. So I took us through, sorry for the inside baseball stuff, but it kind of helps to understand what we've been fighting. I decided to run my microphone through Zencastr, my headphones through Zencastr. The problems that I was worried about was, okay, what does their soundboard for the soundbite sound like? And it ended up doing pretty good. The other thing was, could we get Mixler for the live show for people who normally come on and listen to us live? Could we get that to work also? Because part of having the soundboard was running Mixler also. So everybody can, you know, kind of hear how, you know, how we start, how we finish. We can interact with people before and after and, you know, just have a lot of fun. And I didn't want that aspect of the show to go away. And it ended up working. I was able to change the settings on Mixler so that my microphone was able to go straight into Mixler and it sounded great. And the other input would be what I hear in my headphones. And I was like, oh, that is perfect. The other advantage of having Mixler is that when I hit on air, it automatically starts recording. So let's say Zencastr's going and all of a sudden it decides it wants to quit on us. As long as Mixler is going, we still have a recording. And so it is a, that's one of the benefits of having Mixler is that it'll record also. So we have two different platforms that we're using, one to broadcast and record, and the other one is to have a clear, concise audio for our recording purposes. So I recorded on Zencastr just for tests, because I wanted to hear what it sounded like. And it sounded great. I'm going to play a little bit of a couple minutes of what we recorded. And The only thing that with the recording that I didn't like was I heard this ambient noise that was coming over. It wasn't as crisp. It wasn't, sort of normally what we get with Zencastr. And I was able to nail it down to Dave's furnace. So apparently he gets cold up there in Pennsylvania in winter. So his furnace was running. When he turned it off, it sounded perfect. So when you hear the recording and it doesn't sound as crisp as what we'll normally have, that is why. And so the furnace is the culprit. So I'll forgive him because he needs to stay warm. But I think you won't hear it normally in our future episodes. So let me go ahead and pull up the recording that we did, and we'll go from there. So here we go.
Well, you know what? Might as well throw out for the people on Mixlr. They may already know this, but a little if you make a loop or a bounce from a live photo and you try to do it directly, upload it to Facebook just as a inside the Facebook app, it will not show up as a loop. Because I tried to post a couple photos of the river
Facebook.
I did. Exactly. I tried to do a couple of photos I did of the river because the river was real high today. And, boy, I can't spell apparently. I had fast and ho instead of high. But
you don't need that like that, right? That's
what did you call me?
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, did your furnace kick on?
Lady of the evening.
Oh, yeah. Furnace kicked on, and Ruth had to come in the room for a second. So I told her, like, we were testing.
Oh, she's fine. I don't mind Ruth. It's the furnace.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Yeah. They have no problem with you, hon. The furnace is annoying.
Yeah, shut the heat off.
And the Gracie. She's already in. But, no, I tried to post a loop from the Facebook app, and it would just come in as a photo. But if I go through the Photos app on the phone and use the share sheet, it imports them as videos, so you can see the loop and the movement that way. Kind of looks like a plotograph. I have a vertical I have a horizontal. And the vertical picture is actually a walkway, which is supposed to lead down to the river. But when I headed into the auto show looking at it, it was covered by a good 3-4 feet of water. And that's supposed to be completely dry leading down to the river.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We had torrential rains and we had snow, and now we're going to be 70 degrees on Tuesday.
Yeah. It was... I think we're supposed to get close to 80.
Yeah, and the second picture, the horizontal one's just of the river itself flowing, and it's like...
That means we're going to have a probably sub-zero March or April.
Ugh.
I say that because it's not going to happen.
All right. You hope.
Yeah. Or else I just predicted it. All right, so that is the test recording that we did on Sunday. And from what everybody in Mixlr was saying, Matt was listening through Mixlr. He wasn't on the call. He was with his family. It sounded great. There was no quality issues that caused me any concerns. You know, this is going to be see how we go type things. But so far, we like what we're getting. So I just wanted to let you guys know kind of where we were, what we're dealing with. And, thank you guys for your patience because, we want to be consistent. We want to do things right. Also, we don't want it to be frustrating for, say, my co-hosts who would have to battle choppy sound or echoes or anything like that. So I think we have our solution. And from here on, we're going to go with what we have set up. So the soundboard, worked great for the last 5 years. In, you know, with Skype and all the, you know, things that we did, and the last 6 months of shenanigans with Skype, I hope are behind us. It is an option in case, you know, Zencastr was to go down. We could probably pull it up and make it work, but this is a, this is where we're headed. So I just want to let you guys know, and thank you for your patience, and be looking for some news that we have coming up. We have some fun news coming up. We're doing some beta testing on some stuff, and hopefully we're going to announce something real soon. I'm not going to say what it is, so you're going to have to tune in. Be sure to look for us on Facebook and Instagram. Use the hashtag TinyShutter when you're posting images. And for all other things, please go to tinyshutter.com, and we will see you guys this week. Bye-bye.